Yeah, in this UAE phase of IPL, when KKR is playing, batting and bowling both look so easy on these kind of surfaces. So how do you achieve this? I mean, how do you adapt to the situation?
Well, firstly, it's never easy playing on these types of surfaces. I just think Shuman Gill, Venkatesh Iyer, Nitish Rana, Rahul Tripathi showed their class once again, and they sort of adapted their games accordingly, and they knew if they take it deep in the batting innings, they're going to make a decent target with the ball. Pretty simple plans, bowl directly as fast as they can and at the stumps, and we've got some world-class spinners as well. So, and also, we back each other up in the field as well. So, yeah, it was a pretty much a team performance tonight.
Hi, David. Congratulations. Just want to ask you about this. Your spinners are doing well, as you said, world-class spinners. But I want to ask you that how important is pacers? Means they've taken, I think, 7 wickets between them, between Mavi and Ferguson. How important is that for you? And the second part of the question is, give us the update on Andre Russell, when we can see him back on the field.
Yeah, so firstly on Andre Russell, he had a fitness test yesterday, and I think he's just maybe a game away. So I think he'd be pushing hard over the next few days to get back in for the final, which he'll be a huge boost, not only for us, but the competition. He's world class, and yeah, he provides lots of entertainment. In terms of the bowling, yeah, they complement each other really well. The bowling coaches in Kyle Mills and Omkar, they talk about partnership bowling. Our spinners complement the quicks, and Lachie Ferguson and Mavi have just showed their class again. And I think Lachie's probably arguably one of the best T20 players in the world, and he regularly executes his balls. And I think tonight his first two overs changed the tempo and the momentum of the game for us.
Nikhil Bapat.
Yeah. Hi, David. What? I just wanted your thoughts on Venkatesh Iyer. How much of good opener has he been for your side? And second question, they say nothing is impossible in cricket. So how keenly you will be watching tomorrow's MI versus SRH game despite your emphatic win today?
Venkatesh Iyer, I can't speak highly enough of him as a person, but also as a cricketer. As a person, he's a breath of fresh air, always comes down, whatever he's doing, with a big smile on his face. He always plays for the team, and he's just an excellent, excellent person. As an opening batsman, he's been awesome for us. He complements Shubman Gill very, very well. Hits the ball to all parts, and he plays the game the right way, which is what Brendan McCullum's really installed with all the batters, to go on, play with freedom and really attack the game. So, yeah, we couldn't be more happy with Venkatesh Iyer. In terms of tomorrow night's games, yeah, of course we're going to watch it. We're going to watch it as a group, as we normally do, start formulating some plans, and, yeah, hopefully the result goes our way. But, yeah, we're pretty much got one eye looking forward to the final against Bangalore.
We'll take one final question. Shunjoy.
Hi, David. Fantastic win tonight.
Thank you.
When the IPL got halted in May, KKR were languishing in 7th. And after resumption, you first broke into the top 4. And then, I mean, it's fair to say, sealed the final playoff spot. I mean, firstly, how satisfying is it? And secondly, from a team's point of view, when did that flick of the switch happen? I mean, what did the think tank tell the guys during the 4-month break? And how big a role has Brendan McCullum played? Because there's a significant difference between planning and execution.
Yeah. So firstly, on the halfway mark, yeah, we weren't playing the type of cricket that we wanted to play. We were all about playing entertaining brand of cricket, taking the game on with a bat, hitting fours, sixes, and with the ball, hitting the stumps, taking wickets, and fielding exceptionally well, and providing an entertaining contest. So the halfway mark, the break probably did us a world of good. We got to refresh, recharge our batteries, and yeah, replan, and come to Abu Dhabi, where we all met, and Abhishek Nair did a great training session. All the boys got a lot of volume, and they were ready to go. But I think with Brendan, he's so cool and so calm. He's got this plan and this vision for this team to go forward, and he believes in every player to play at their best. And he makes everybody feel that they're the most important person in the team. And I think Brendan should take a lot of credit for the way everybody's playing here tonight. And I'm just rapt for him because he's been through a lot.
Thank you, David, and thank you, everyone, for joining.
Thank you.